This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. Well, maybe you're moving a little slower this morning because you stayed up watching the Super Bowl last night. It really didn't matter too much to me who won this one. My team, the Kansas City Chiefs, lost a heartbreaker to New England in the playoffs, so I relaxed more when the two Super Bowl teams were going after it last night. You see, I didn't have much invested in that game. No, I don't mean that I didn't have any financial stock invested in those teams. I don't think that's possible anyway. Nor did I mean that I didn't bet on them. Oh no, I'm not talking about that. I don't bet on any teams, well, or anything for that matter. The investment I'm talking about is an emotional one. When I watch my favorite college football team, for instance, the Oklahoma University Sooners, I mean, it's an entirely different story. I'm all over the place while they're playing. I'm cheering or hollering or fussing at the refs. I'm experiencing the emotions of anger, disappointment, and joy when they win. It's a lot more relaxing to watch a game when you don't have strong feelings for either team, isn't it? But it's not nearly as much fun when one of them is the winner either. And that gets me to thinking, what is it that I have invested in my emotional part of my life? Well, certainly my family, my wife, most of all, and my kids and their spouses, grandkids. And there's my mom and my brothers, brother-in-laws, sisters-in-law. Well, you get the point. I think about them every day. That's my family. But also, very close to me and important to me is my church family. They are dear to my heart as well. And I think about them, maybe not every person in the church, of course, but some of them every single day. I have a lot invested in their lives. They're part of the kingdom of God and the furtherance of the kingdom. And so I do get upset, just like when I'm watching a ball game. I get upset when I see that kingdom and its principles being violated, when justice is made a mockery, for instance, especially when Christians are being persecuted. As far as my church family, I take up for them as much as I do my immediate family. And I may not be as vocal as I am during a OU football game, but I'm just as deeply affected, more so, in fact, by what affects my spiritual family, more so than any athletic event, of course. So what about you? When you stop and think about it, where are you invested emotionally? Unlike sports, I do have financial investments plus emotional investments in the kingdom of God. I give it, that is, financially and emotionally, and it's used up and it's gone, but I also know it lasts forever. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you." Now, that's a super investment, you might call it. I mean, a Super Bowl investment. If by Super Bowl you mean a big contest, because we are, after all, contending for the faith, for the faith once delivered by our predecessors, the saints, and we are contending for souls to the glory of God. Think about that. Ponder that. Maybe this morning on your way to work, maybe as you're listening to the radio as to who won the ball game last night and how many people viewed it. I hope you can smile, knowing that your emotional and financial investments in the kingdom of God are greater than any Super Bowl. Come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.